This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Baltimore was mostly quiet during the curfew overnight, although police used tear gas and pepper to quickly disperse 200 protesters right as the curfew began. Mayhem Monday night came after the funeral of Freddie Gray, who died of still unexplained injuries while in police custody. The brief confrontation last evening happened near a CVS pharmacy that was looted, then burned the night before. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on the regrouping going on in that part of West Baltimore.
When her neighborhood CVS pharmacy was destroyed by looters, Kim Peace was crushed.
And I'm really upset because I had to have medication and I can't even get my medication today because they burned CVS up.
Peace was out sweeping up an alley in West Baltimore with her 7-year-old granddaughter, part of a massive cleanup effort in the city.
I do have asthma real bad. But I'm not going to let the dirt and dust get in my way of trying to keep the community clean.
She says she and her neighbors rely on that store for food, milk, and diapers. And it wasn't just large chain stores that were damaged. Nearby Sharonda Palmer was still in shock after the beauty parlor she co-owns was ransacked.
We worked hard for this. It's like we didn't get grants for this. This was our hard-earned money.
Palmer has insurance and hopes to reopen by the weekend. But even then, she wonders how soon her customers will feel safe coming back. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.